Every night, you cuddle and snuggle with your daughter or son in their bedroom and read them a story. Sometimes they might share with you what the day at school had been like. Sometimes they might ask you questions because they're confused about some things in life or at school. And as the good parent, you take time to be gentle and sensitive with them, to reassure them, to let them know that they're loved and they're cared for. And your child cherishes those moments at that time. You take your son or your daughter out in the backyard to teach them, how to bunt a softball or a baseball. You sit with your daughter at the kitchen table, helping her to figure out her geometry. As a family, you sit at the table in the evening to share a meal, talk about the things of their day and your day. Last Wednesday, our first through fifth grade Faith for Mason children gathered in the commons. They made 600 sandwiches. The 600 sandwiches were taken to what is called 360days.org. It is an organization where 363 days out of the year, they will go into Minneapolis and St. Paul and find those who are hungry on the streets and give them one of those sandwiches. A child's bedroom, a backyard, a kitchen table, a family meal table in the commons here at St. Thomas Becket. All of those are holy ground. They're holy ground not because of the place, but they're holy ground because of the people that are there and what it is that happened there. It is as the first reading said, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. The angel of the Lord did not appear in a burning bush as did Moses in the first reading. But the angel of the Lord appears in holy places where people experience compassion, gentleness, a snuggle, an understanding, a healing, a forgiveness, a sense of being loved. And it's in those moments of that holy ground in that place, in that experience of the Lord, that people know what the second reading said, that they have been able to spiritually drink from the rock, which is Christ. They experience the Christ in those moments of that holy ground, in those ways, through you and I. And it is also in those moments and times where they experience what Jesus is trying to tell us in the gospel. Because the gardener in the gospel, as Jesus says, is really our God. And our gardener God is in every one of those holy ground places and is in those moments and times when we in those holy ground need that spiritual rock of God to be. Our gardener God is there to give us the assurance and to hold us in the moments when we are the most confused. That gardener God of ours is there to be with us, to walk us through the most painful, difficult, challenging moments of life and bring us through them. Our gardener God is there at the times and the moments in our life when we feel that we are of no value, that we are not worthwhile, that we have nothing to give. And it is there that God pours into us that spiritual life of the rock that is Christ. And it is also our gardener God who is the God of that gospel today, that is a God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances, and so on and so on and so on. For this gardener God of ours wants us to realize that there is a fruitfulness within us, that there are values and gifts, that we are the people that God wants to realize deep within us of how God is for us and with us to help us to know the fruitfulness and to be that. And God realizes that this happens on God's time, and God's time for each of us is always different. So it's not happening now. It happens as time goes on and as we go on, each of us unfolding in the time and the way that God wants us to realize the fruitfulness of who we are. And it is then also that you and I then have that opportunity to stand on the holy ground with other people in our life, whether it's a bedroom, a backyard, whether it's a table or these commons, whether it's your home, your workplace, your school, your classroom, some table that you sit at some other place. And it's in those places, in those moments that are holy ground, that then you and I are to help people to know that the angel of the Lord is before them and with them. And it's in those moments and times that they will come to know that they're nourished and they're encouraged by how you and I are with them. That they will come to know that as we listen to them, we care enough about them to listen and to be with them. And that they will know that when you and I stand with them or sit with them on that holy ground, that you and I help them to know that they are valued, they are worthwhile. There's a goodness and a fruitfulness within them of who they are. And then it is also that just like our gardener God, you and I help people to know that there is a second chance, a third chance, and a fourth. We help them to say, try it again. Try it again. Look at it differently. Try it again. The many ways that you and I are able to let them see and know the presence of our God, not in a burning bush, but how it is that you and I are with them. Our Lenten focus has been awaken to the everyday wonders of God. What better things to awaken to the wonders of God than to believe deep within us that we are holy ground, we as a person, that there is the holy ground that wherever we sit, walk, even crawl with another person is holy ground. That the wonders of our God is the fact that our Christ is with us to be the spiritual strength that we need. And that we can believe that the wonders of our God says, try it again, try it again. Take a second chance and a third, and I'm with you always. So as we go into this third week of Lent, simply take some time to remember, wherever we are this week, whomever we are with, we're standing on holy ground, and we have the opportunity to make God real for someone. And then deep within us, believe that you are holy ground, and that God is right there, present to you in whatever way you need God to be. Let's pray with that as we go into our third week of Lent.